Okay, today we want to discuss, basically we'll ask just one main question, and that's a question I'm sure you might have thought about yourselves. And we'll enter a completely new mahalach in the parasha. Rivka's got pain. So she says, "Im kein gadol tzar ibur." If pregnancy is so painful, is lama ze anoichi? Why am I davening to have children? Does that make sense to you? Would you imagine hearing this from a woman who's been waiting many, many years to have a child, and then she goes through pregnancy and it's painful, as every pregnancy is, and she says, "Look, if this is what it's all about, few months of pain, I prefer not having children." One doesn't usually hear such a thing from a woman, especially not on Rivka's Madrega. So what was she saying? Im kein lama ze anoichi. And what's the lashon of lama ze anoichi? One other short ha'ara before we begin the Al-Mahalach. And that is, Yaakov was called Yaakov because Yodai Achezes Ba'akev Esav. He was holding on to the Akev, he was holding on to the ankle. That's why he was called Yaakov. Which name should he have had if he was holding on to the Akev? His name should have been Akev. Where do you get the Yud from? Right, that's what we're going to have to discuss. Why do they add an extra, what does the extra letter Yud correspond to? But the Mahalach is a completely new Mahalach. And let's begin going back to Parshas Bereishis. The Pasuk says in Parshas Bereishis when discussing Gan Eden, and we know that Gan Eden is part of this week's Parsha as well, because when Yaakov Avinu comes into Yitzchok, is Yitzchok smells the reach of Gan Eden. We'll discuss that later, how it ties in. But basically Gan Eden is definitely connected to this Parsha. So let's go back to Bereishis when the Pasuk discusses Gan Eden. Pasuk says, "Vayatzmach Hashem lekim in ha'adomo, kol eitz nechmod lemara, v'toyv lemachol, v'eitz hachayim b'toy chagan, v'eitz hadas toy v'ra." I want to read you out a few lines of the Ramban, even though we usually don't quote, we don't read out a few lines of a quote, but this is a very, very important Ramban that gives us a solid foundation of understanding what Gan Eden was. Says the Ramban, "V'hine ilone Gan Eden, Goza b'hem lasos anaf v'loses peri la'ad lo'ilam." The trees of Gan Eden were set to bear fruits forever. Lo yazkin baritz sharosham. The roots were never to get old. Uba ofa le'omas gizom. And the main, the bark of the tree was never to die in the ofa. Ein tzrichim lo'oived v'zoymer. You don't need to prune the trees in Gan Eden. You don't have to work on the trees in Gan Eden. Because what does pruning a tree mean? When does a person prune a tree? Only he pulls out all the dead branches.
Adam was supposed to do all that stuff. Right?
No, the Avdol L'Shomra doesn't mean literally. Avdol means mitzvah say, L'Shomra is mitzvah L'Shomra say. It wasn't literally to understand on the physical level of him becoming a gardener in Gan Eden. Shproch had others for that. But it means then one didn't have to tend to the trees in Gan Eden. Pruning a tree means pulling off the dead branches. Says the Ramban, the trees in Gan Eden, dead. They were going to lose his pre-lad loilum. Gamze tam ayita Hashem alekim, Hashem planted them. And something that Hashem does, says the Ramban, is kayomim loilomim. So the Ramban is giving us here an insight what Gan Eden is all about. Gan Eden is a makom where everything lasts forever. Gan Eden is the Makor HaChayim. There was no such thing as Misa Bechlal. It wasn't possible to get to the idea of Misa in Gan Eden. And that's how Adam HaRishon was created as well. There was only one tree that can possibly bring to a potential of Misa. And that tree was the Eitz Hadas. The Chazal say, the Eitz Hadas, Toi V'ra, says Hashem to Adam, if you eat from the Eitz Hadas, Mois Thomas, you're going to surely die. This was an idea, this was like a potential type of Thomas that might occur if they ate from the Eitz Hadas. And it's Yadua that the Lashon of Mois Thomas, the Mefarshim ask, that Mois Thomas is a Lashon that's usually used by Mises Bezdin. Bezdin not killing somebody, they use the Lashon of Mois Thomas. But if a person is going to die, a Mises B'dei Shemayim, one doesn't use the Lashon of Mois Thomas. So why did Hashem tell Adam that if you eat from the Eitz Hadas, Mois Thomas, who's going to put Adam to death? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By Misa B'dei Shemayim, there's no Lashon of Mois Thomas. You know what the Ksava Kabbalah says? The Ksava Kabbalah says Now the reason why there's a double lashon of Moshe Thomas to teach you, because the idea of death is something that hadn't been created at all. It's a completely strange musav, a strange idea that something's going to come to an end. The lashon of the Ksav HaKabbalah is Kil mole loychot loychot loychot. The whole idea of Misa ain't Iraq lefi teva hamechudush achar chet. It's a new teva that only begins after the chet. Before the chet, the man's teva, the nature of a person is that he won't die. If the doctors tell you today that they can prove to you that the way the goof works, that eventually everything has to come to an end, the person has to die, that's only with a new teva, a new nature that began after the chet. But before the chet, the whole musag doesn't exist of Misa. There's no such thing as Misa b'chla. The Eitzadas was something that could lead to a new teva that's called Misa. Chet, Misa, that's something which is completely new. So if Adam doesn't eat from the Eitzadas, he doesn't sin, he doesn't die. That's Gan Eden. Gan Eden is the Mokum of Chaim. And therefore that's why we know that the Eitzadas, the Eitzachaim, says the Pasuk, is B'toich HaGan. The focal point of the Gan Eden was the Eitzachaim, which was B'toich HaGan. Rashi says in the words, B'toich HaGan, Be'emtza HaGan. Anything that's Be'emtza shows that this is the focal focus. And the Eitzachaim is the focus in Gan Eden because it's a mokum of Kulei Chaim. And if Adam Rishon wouldn't have sinned, he was created Erev Shabbos, he'd have entered Shabbos, and Shabbos is a day, that's what Gan Eden's all about. So that with that we can understand that after eating from the Eitz Hadas, there was something completely new, a new teva, a new bria, and that's called that something comes eventually to its end. And therefore Adam was punished, that mi'ofa atav elofa toshuv. But the oimik that I want to discuss with you is the chet of Chava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Chava elo isha oma harbe arbe tzvoinich v'heroinich be'etzev tel dibonim. Says Rashi, etzvoinich means tzah gidl bonim. Raising children, child rearing is going to be painful, it's a tzah. Heroinich, says Rashi, is a tzah ha'ibur, the actual pregnancy. Be'etzev tel dibonim is a tzah ha'leido, the actual birth. It's going to be painful. So the pregnancy, the birth, and raising children is going to be painful. What's the middah keneged middah here? We said the chet was introducing a new idea in the bria called Misa. How does that connect to difficult birth, difficult pregnancies? What's the middah keneged middah over here? Here we have an unbelievable oimek in understanding what the real punishment was in difficult pregnancies and births. The Gemara says in Tanis, in the beginning of Tanis, Omer Rabbi Yechon says Rabbi Yechon, Gimel Mafteichois B'yodov B'yodah Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's three keys, three koiches in the Bria Shal Nimsur B'yad HaShliach that Hashem never gave them away. What are they? Ve'elohein Mafteach Shal Gishomim Rein Mafteach Shal Chaya U'Mafteach Shal Tchiyas HaMeisim. Now I'm sure if I would ask you what's the common denominator between all these three, Rein, Chaya, and Tchiyas HaMeisim, what is the common denominator between each all of them? Life. Chaim. Rain is Chaim, as Rashi brings on in Hazinu. That on the Pasuk Yaref Kamoto Likhi, says Rashi, Toirish and Asati Yisrael, Shuhu Chaim Loilam, Kamotar Hazesh, Shuhu Chaim Loilam. So Goshomim is Chaim. Tchias Amesim, his Tchia is Chaim. And then there's what's called the Mafteach Shel Chaya. What's Chaya? Birth. So even though all three of them are related to Chaim, there's only one out of these three is called Chaya, actual life, Etzem HaChaim. And what's that? Birth. And the oimek of this is, because, you know, when you plant a tree, so a fruit grows. From this one tree, from one seed, from one of these fruits that grew on the tree, what's that going to lead to? A new tree. And from the next tree, another tree. Fruit. Fruition is something that's chai v'olam. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria with. And that's why we said Gan Eden was something that only understands chayim. Gan Eden is all about chayim. And therefore, what was Gan Eden full of? Trees. lots of trees in Gan Eden, Eitz HaChayim in Gan Eden, because trees means fruit, and fruit means Koyach HaChayah, that's what Gan Eden's all about. So therefore, birth is Peiros, we discussed that already. And so many times, that birth is Peiros, it's called Pre-Bitnecha. And therefore, the Koyach HaChayah, where do we have a Musag in the Bria of something that never comes to an end? Chayah. In the field, it's called fruit, and in the woman, it's called pre-bitnecha, koyach hachaya. So therefore, that's why the koyach hachaya, from all the three that are so related to chayim, the koyach hachaya, the birth, that's etzem hachaim, that's why that's called the koyach hachaya. So with that, we can understand that there's a whole revolution going on now after the chet. The koyach hachaya brings a child. What's going to happen to this child now eventually? He's going to die. Do you know what another word for the rechem, the womb, is? In Novi and in Torah Shabbal Peh? Kever. There's a pasuk in Yirmiyah that says, Asher Elohim umusoni mi rechem, vatihili imi kivri. A rechem, a womb, is called a kever. What a strange word for a child is about to be born. It's like saying that the child's born straight into his kever. Doesn't make it very exciting for the child. No wonder why he cries when he's born. But what's the pshat? A child's born into the kever, yes. It's a koyach hachaya that's born into a koyach hamisa. Because Adam HaRishon was sent out of Gan Eden. You don't belong anymore in Gan Eden. Because we said that Gan Eden is a mokum that only understands chayim. The Eitz HaChayim be'emtza Gan, the focus of Gan Eden is chayim. But you have introduced a new teva called misa. You're out of Gan Eden. You're now in Olam Hazeh. And in Olam Hazeh, the teva is, the new teva that was introduced as a result of the chet was, that everything comes to an end. So therefore, what happens by Koyach HaChayo is a struggle, is a power struggle between Chaim and Misa. Chaim is the Koyach HaChayo, and it's born into Kever, born into Misa, doomed to die. That's a terrible bilbo that's going on at every birth. With that we can understand why Chava was punished, that births, pregnancies, births, raising children is very difficult. There's a lot of tzar. Why? Because have you ever seen, Lamoshal, have you ever seen at the sea where a few currents from different directions meet? You see a very wild sea. Why? Because when opposites meet, they clash. Pregnancy, a child now who's born, there's a terrible clash between two of the greatest opposites, between Chaim and Misa. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Chava, a long punishment. Heroinich, Be'etzef Teldi, everything's going to be tzad. That whole parasha now is a parasha of clashing. Beforehand, it was a koyach hachaya that would have been born into Gan Eden, that's the mokam hachayim, and there's no clash, everything is smooth. Now there's a terrible clash going on. The chayim meets with Misa, and it's a terrible bilbo. And I'll tell you something even deeper. When Chaim is mixed with Misa, that's a terrible tragedy. When there is this bilbul between Chaim and Misa, it's a tragedy. Do you know why? Because you can't get rid of the Misa. What's the best way by getting rid of Misa? Killing the Misa. How do you kill the Misa? By extracting all the Chaim from the Misa. I'll explain it to you better. But Masha'inkein, when every bit of Misa is now mixed with Chaim, that keeps the Misa alive. This is an introduction to what you're going to hear later in this session. This is very deep. So Meila, therefore, a bilbul of Chaim Misa means that the Chaim is keeping the Misa alive. The tikkun for this is going to be that we're going to have to kill the Misa. What does it mean, kill the Misa? We're going to have to make the Misa, even when there is a bilbul, we're going to have to extract the Chaim, and we're going to have to make Misa per se, all out Misa, and separate all Chaim from it, in order that it should be either Chaim or Misa, but you can't have both. When we arrive to a level where it's either Chaim or Misa, that's the level of Tikkun. Then you've taken them, then you've separated them. But meanwhile, the Koyach HaChaya brings the child straight into a Keva. Meanwhile, the Koyach of Misa prevails. Let's make it simpler. Meanwhile, the Malach HaMoves prevails. And the Malach HaMoves is a living koach. What's going to happen, Lasid Lavoi? What are we going to do with the Malach HaMoves? Shechtim, says the Gemara. Which means we're going to kill Misa, Liyasad Lavoi. At the moment, Misa's alive. Misa's a living koach. Liyasad Lavoi, Misa's going to die. When Misa dies, then there's only Chaim. But Kolzman, Misa and Chaim are mixed together, then the Chaim is keeping the Misa a koach in the Bria, a Metzius in the Bria. And really, Misa is Heeder. Misa is the opposite of Metzius. It shouldn't really exist. But it only exists because at the moment it's mixed with Chaim. Does everybody understand this meanwhile? Yeah? You'll understand it better when we go through the Biru and we see the Misa and the Chaim being separated from each other. But where is the clash? The clash is in the Koach HaChaya. At birth? That's called Koach HaChaya? That's where it clashes. And therefore Hashem says to Chava, it's going to be very not easy to have children. Because having children is bringing a Koach HaChaya, and that's the whole idea that we know that Dam Nido began after the Chet. Because dam always corresponds to ritzicha, to murder, spilling blood. The woman spills blood at birth. It's tumas leido. Tumas leido, the idea of spilling blood means ritzicha. At the moment, at that very precious moment when you're bringing koyach achaya into the world, there's a koyach of misa coming into the world as well. That's the clash, that's the bilbul. And thereby we know, by the way we know, that that's exactly what happened with Adam and Chava. Adam and Chava afterwards, when Makayim mitzvahs bruvu, and they had a lovely child, sweet kid, called Cain, who grew up as a murderer. He murdered his brother. Which means that he was the first Koyach HaChaya that was born in the world. But this Koyach HaChaya was a murderer. He was a Koyach HaMisa. The Gemara says, and we discussed this before, that the mitzvah's Puravu of a Talmud Chacham is when? Leil Shabbos. Excellent. Why Leil Shabbos? Because Shabbos is Mein Olam Haba. Shabbos is going back into Gan Eden. When you go back into Gan Eden, then the Koyach HaChaya is in Gan Eden. A Talmud Chacham is somebody who learns Torah. What's Torah? Torah is called Eitz Chaim, which means Torah means you're going back into Gan Eden. You're clinging to the Emtza Hagan. If you're clinging to the Emtza Hagan, then your Koyach HaChaya is a smooth Koyach HaChaya. It's a smooth Koyach HaChaya, and therefore you should have the Oina Leil Shabbos, which is a bechin of Olam Haba, which is a bechin of Racham Yanchileniyim Shekul Shabbos Zemnucha Lachaya Yalomim. Then the Koyach HaChaya comes out into the Olam HaChaim, and then it's a bechin. That's only for the Talmud Chacham, because the Talmud Chacham is clinging all week to the Eitz HaChaim. He belongs into Gan Eden. That's why Shabbos is bichlal. We talk about children on Shabbos. Hashemer Shabbos habein imabas. Shomer bnei Yisrael as a Shabbos. Las is as a Shabbos. Ladoi roisom. We said that Noach is vayonach vayem hashvii, and therefore Noach begins. Ela told us Noach. The whole idea of Shabbos is the bechin of bein imabas, is the bechin of children, because the doi roisom bris oilam. We said earlier that why is children called a koyach achaya? Because children is a fruit. A fruit is every tree that you plant. You take the seed from one fruit, you plant another tree with that, and from that tree you plant another tree. That's called, with fruits, making a ladoi roisom bris oilam. A person also is born, and he has a child, and he has a child, and he has a child, and it also goes on forever. That's the idea of Koyach HaChaya B'tikun. Talmud Chacham has this Koyach HaChaya B'tikun. Anyways, Bekitza, Cain is a murderer. That's life. That's life after they were sent out of Gan Eden. Life that's mixed with death. We know that the Tikkun of the Chet of Adam Rishon began with Avraham Avinu. And if the Chet meant Bilbul Misa with Chaim, if the Chet of Adam Rishon meant mixing Chaim with a new Bria called Misa, then the Tikkun is going to have to be separating them. No, I'm sorry mate, it doesn't go together. Either you're completely Chaim or you're completely Misa. Where do we see that? Right? I'm talking double Dutch to you at the moment, right? What does it mean? What does Rashi say at the end of Noach that introduces, we discussed it last week with a different Mahalach, but what introduces Parshas Lech Lecha? Vayomov Terach Bechoron. Terach dies. Says Rashi, he's not dead, he's alive. Nah. Rishoim Bechayeim Kruim Mesim. So do Rishon have a bilbil of Chaim and Misa? No, they're all Misa. Even when they're alive, they are Misa. Rishon Bechayeim Kruim Mesim. Sadikim Bemisosom Kruim Chaim. That's the Rashi over here at the end of Parshas Noyach. So therefore we can see over here that Kolzman Terach is alive, Avraham can't have children. What does the pasuk say? Rav Mamish these psukim. Vatihi sarei akora ein lo velod. That's not the koyach achaya that the others are going to have. The tikkun is to have a koyach a Shabbos tikka koyach achaya, where there's a tikkun, where I'm bringing a koyach achaya, not to push him straight into the kever. I don't want the womb to be called kever anymore. The womb has to be called rechem, and rechem is rachmanis, the olam rachem, and there's no mitzvah anymore. And therefore, meanwhile, Terach's alive. Come on, there's a bilbul still. Ain't love a lot. Right at the end of the parashas of Ayomos Terach, at the end of parashas Noach, it's nisbarer that you're either kulei miso or you're either kulei chayim. And Terach is kulei miso. What happened to Avram Avinu, mamish over here, in the end of parashas Noach? What did they do with him? They threw him in the fire. What happened to him? So that means Avram is kulei chayim. Zot shayach to kill him. This actual tikkun didn't actually take place until parshas toldos, and that's why the only parsha, even though there's a parsha of Noach and it starts Ela toldos, but only parshas toldos is called toldos. Why? Because parshas toldos is going to make the ultimate birur between Chaim and Moves. It's going to completely separate the Chaim and Moves, and the Moves is going to die, and there's going to be no more Chaim left in the Moves. This parsha is the parsha of birur, taking us back to Gan Eden. And if you take us back to Gan Eden, the koyach achaya on this week's parsha is a koyach achaya that's a din of a koyach, a Gan Eden dik a koyach achaya. That's a koyach achaya that doesn't mix with misa. And Yitzchok and Rivka knew this. This parsha is a parsha that takes them back to Gan Eden. Why? Because this parsha is a parsha where we're going to see that you're either kulei misa or you're kulei chayim. Esav and Yaakov, the two brothers. Esav was kulei misa. Just like we said by Terach, that even when he's alive, he represents death. Esav's life comes from misa. Al charbecha tichye. How do you live? By killing people. Which means his misa, his chayim is misa, which means that what? Which means that even when he's alive, he's dead. When he kills, That's his chias, which means his chias is misa, which means there's no chias there. Esav is kulei misa. He says it himself. He's moida lo emes. Hine anoichi hoylech lomos. What does it mean? Hine anoichi hoylech lomos. Usually a person doesn't walk to his death. Hey, one second, I'm going to die over there. Let me walk there. Time comes, Malach HaMavis takes him away, and he dies exactly on that spot where he was standing a second ago, alive and kicking. A person doesn't walk to death unless he walks the plank. But generally speaking, he doesn't walk to death. So therefore, what's the pshat? What's Esav saying? The terrace is that Esav is constantly a hoylech towards death. We said before that when a child is born, he gets more alive, more alive, more alive, until he reaches his 50s, his 60s, whatever, and then he starts going downhill. Do you know when Esav started going downhill? As soon as he was born. Why? How do you know this? Because we said that why was he called Esav? Because when he was born, fully mature, fully grown, had lots of hair. Adam Farshim say he was mamish like an Adam Godel. He was mamish like a grown-up, mamish a grown-up person. Which means that when does Esav begin his downhill? As soon as he was born, he doesn't slowly get bigger and bigger and then shrivel up and get older and older. He's immediately going on a downhill descent. Yeah.
That
the
Yaakov and Esau were like similar children, they grew up normal, and then when they became Bar Mitzvah,
we're going to discuss it. Right, right. The Yigzul and Aram, it's a pasuk. We'll get to that. So, Pshat is, now Esau was born ready to die. And that's what he means. From now on, it's all death. Misa Shaykh to Esau. Esav corresponds to the Eitz Hadas being thrown out of Gan Eden. Mashen Ken Yaakov is the other way around. The Gemara says in Tanis that Yaakov Avinu loy meis. Yaakov Avinu loy meis. Yaakov Avinu is Ishtom Yoshev Holim. Ishtom Yoshev Holim learning Torah means he's dovek to the Eitz Hachayim. So Yaakov Avinu goes back into Gan Eden. Yaakov Avinu is Kulei Gan Eden. Really, this week's Parsha it says so. When Yaakov walks into his father smelled Gan Eden, which means that Yaakov Avinu is back in Gan Eden. Yaakov Avinu represents Gan Eden. Yaakov Avinu dies in the parashas Vayechi Yaakov, which means that Yaakov Avinu doesn't die, which means that Yaakov Avinu is kuloi chayim, and Esav is kuloi misa. His chios is misa, which means there's nothing there, which means in this week's parasha has been absolutely separated. The koyach chayim doesn't feed the koyach misa anymore. Till now, the Koach HaChaim was feeding the Misa, and therefore Misa was a Metzius. This week's parasha is Nisbarer that the Chaim doesn't feed the Misa anymore. And you should know, we'll see in later parashas, that Esav runs after Yaakov. Esav feels that he needs Yaakov. Why? Because he needs to be fed with Chaim. And when he catches up with him in Parshas Vayishlach, and he says, let's travel together. What does Yaakov say? No, I'm not traveling together. I'm not feeding you. You're Misa. Misa and Chaim are not supposed to go together. And therefore, that's why Yaakov Avinu keeps always apart from Esav, and Esav is always chasing after Yaakov Avinu. So Meira, therefore, that's why Esav was born first. First, you have to get rid of the Misa. Once the Misa's dead, then there's no more mixture, then it's Kulei Chaim. So therefore, Esav came out first. And he's called Esav because he came out completely ready. He's born to die. He goes straight into the kever. We're rid of Misa now. Oh, now Yaakov can come out. He came out, it was Akev, but we added on the letter Yud. Because the letter Yud, first of all, always corresponds to the future. The letter Yud before a word makes the word into the future tense. And what's our future after Olam Hazeh? Gan Eden, then Olam Haba. Yeah, the first letter of Yaakov's name is Gan Eden. Olam Haba. The pasuk says, Ki beka Hashem tzur elamim, ki beka beyud hei. Says Chatzai Chazal, tzur elamim, there's two worlds, Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Olam Haba was created with a yud, and Olam Hazeh was created with a hei. So Yaakov's got the yud at the beginning, because as soon as Yaakov was born, the first rega, he's heading in a different direction. Esav is heading straight into the kever. He's dead. Yaakov Avinu's heading straight for the yud, straight for the Olam Haba. Here we see an unbelievable separation between them. Oh, yeah. So if that's the case, and Yaakov and Yitzchak and Rivka know this, they know that their child is going to be what's called the Bechira Avos, the new that's Gimel Avos, and that's Yaakov. Yaakov's going to be the Tikkun, and Yaakov in Uloi Meis. The Gemara Bar Mitzia says that Yaakov looked like Adam Rishon Lifnei Achet. That was Mamish Tachayim. So if so, we can start understanding why was Rivka so upset that the pregnancy was so painful. A pregnancy is only painful when the Chaim and Misa are bebilbul, when there's a taruvos of Chaim and Misa, when the Chaim is feeding the Misa and the Misa is feeding the Chaim, it's one big mishmash. When the Koach HaChaya is going to lead to Misa, that's the bilbul, that's the tzar. But she knows al pi ruach hakodesh, it's not going to happen over here. And if that's not going to happen over here, if Lechoira, her child, is already the Birur, is Gan Eden, is Eitz HaChaim, is the real Koach HaChaya, so why is there pain? So Vatoymer, she says, Im Kain Lama Zeh Anoichi. If the child that I'm going to have is a Misa child, is going towards Misa, why am I having a child? And that's why she says the Lashon of Lama Zeh Anoichi. Because who is she referring to, Beruach Kodcha? She's referring to a child, Hine Anoichi, Hoylech, Lamos. She doesn't want a child. Lama Zeh Anoichi, what do I need this kid? What, I need a baby who's anoichi hoylech lamos? I thought I was going to bring the tikkun to the world. And the tikkun to the world, I shouldn't have any pain at all when I had the pregnancy. So teilech lidroish es Hashem. Now what did shame tell her? Shame told her, you're making the birur now. Shnei goyim bebitneich. Separation. The separation is beginning with you. In other words, therefore, you're going to have two children. And with one child, the Misa, the Koach HaMisa is going to come out with its full toikef. In other words, Misa squared is going to be one child, and Chaim squared is going to be the second child. And therefore, the Misa is going to come out with its full toikef, and the Chaim is going to come out with its full toikef. You don't realize, Chava, the reason why you have such Rivka, the reason why you have such pain is because the pain comes through giving birth to dead. And you're going to give birth to dead. But he's going to come out first. That's rid of death. The next one that's going to come out, that's going to be painless. The one causing you the pain, that's the one who's Kulei Misa, he's going to come out first. And then, Mimeayich Yiparedu, and then they're going to part in their ways right from the beginning already. This parasha is the parasha of Hafrasha. And therefore, our terrorist Yeshua, that's a Jacob Rebbe, was a sefer, one of the foundations of Svarim HaKadoshim. It's a very Kabbalistic sefer, but he has sometimes very interesting Ramazim and Gematrias. So he says on the Rashi, the first Rashi of this week's parasha of Eila told us Yitzchok, says Rashi, Yaakov ve'esov ha'amurim b'parasha. Eila told us Yitzchok is Yaakov ve'esov ha'amurim b'parasha. He says the word b'parasha, Rashi means parasha, is from the same word as Hafrosha, it's the same letters as Hafrosha. And Hafrosha means Havdalah, which means that the Hafrosha, the separation, the Havdalah between Yaakov and Esav, is coming out of here in this week's parasha. This week's parasha puts Yaakov in Gan Eden and puts Esav in Gehenim, puts Esav back into Olam HaMisa. And therefore we can understand, this opens our eyes to a whole idea, a whole new understanding of the whole parasha. Yaakov takes away the Bechoira. The Bechoira was the Avoida. The Beis HaMikdash was the Mokom of Gan Eden. The Beis HaMikdash was the Mokom of Etzem HaChaim. Nobody was allowed to become Tomei. Ma'amar Te'ilav Lenefesh Lo Yitamei Ba'amov. Asara Nisim in the Beis HaMikdash, 10 Nisim, says the Mishnah Novice. There was no Misa, and the meat never went off. There was never flies in the Beis HaMikdash, in the place of the, where they kept the Bosar. The Beis HaMikdash was a Mokom of Kulei Chaim. It was a Mokom of Gan Eden. How can you not allowed to bring Esav into the Beis HaMikdash? You can't bring Misa into the Beis HaMikdash. By the way, what was the holiest day of the year in the Beis HaMikdash? Where? Yom Kippur. And where? Which day did we separate Yaakov and Esav with the greatest Havdalah on Yom Kippur? Yaakov's the Soilah Shem and Esav's the Soilah Zozel. That's what the Medrash says. On the Pasuk in Parsha Zachri Mois, V'nosi ha-soy olav is kol avo notam. Excellent. V'nosi ha-soy, why was the Soilah Zozel called the Soir? Because it refers to Esav, who's an ish soy, a hairy person, says the Medrash Rabbah. Es kol avon osam, es kol avon tam. All the sins are the one who's called tam. Yaakov is ish tam. So therefore, Parshas Toldos calls Esav the soyer, and Yaakov the tam. And this Parsh and Parshas Toldos, they're being separated. In Yom Kippur, they're being separated. That's the soil Hashem, the soil Azazel, the greatest separation of Yaakov and Esav. The greatest separation. And therefore, that's why says Yaakov, Bechaira, Bechaira is avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, says Rashi. How can you're not even allowed in the Beis HaMikdash? The soil Azazel was at the door of the Beis HaMikdash, and it was turned into the opposite direction then. The coin positioned it after the Goyrel to the exit. He exited it, and they took it and threw it off a cliff, and the soil Hashem went right into the Kodesh HaKadosh, and they sprinkled it down. That's all the Sharashim of all this are in Pasha's Toldois. This is the parish of the Hafrosha. So Esav, so Yaakov has to take the Bechoira away from Esav. Where did he take the Bechoira away from Esav? At a meal. Which meal was this? The Sudas Havro. What's the Sudas Havro? The Sud of Avelos. Because who had died? Avram. Avelos! Esav comes and says, Sudas Avelos, death! Oh, that's what I thrive in! Haliteini nam in Adam Adam Azeh. There's no time to make brachas. This is my Suda. This is... What does the eating do? Eating is machaya, a person. What's Esav? Machaya is all misa. Rishayim machayim, kurim mesim. So he says, sudas, misa, machaya, velus. I roll in this. I indulge in this. This is my suda. Give it to me. Yaakov says, I'm giving it all to you. But I don't eat. I don't have velus. I'm a Yaakov avinu loy meis. You eat from it. But give me that bechoira. That's how he gave them bechoira. And Meila, therefore, when Yaakov avinu took the brachos, yet Yitzchok was Megaleh. Yitzchok suddenly realized that when Yaakov Avinu walked in, he smelled the Reach of Gan Eden, and when Esav walked in, he smelled the Reach of Gehenna, which means this week's parasha, do you belong in Gan Eden, the Eitz HaChaim, which is the Emesik HaKoyach HaChaya, or in Gehenna, which is the Mokom HaMisa. But they were separated, there's no Bilbul anymore. There's no separate, there's no the Chaim being Mechai the Misa. The Misa is Kulei Misa, Noichi Hoyleich Lomos. Esav came out Admoini, he's red, Simon Ashvichas Domim. And by the way, when Esav came to drink from the Sudas Avelos, to eat from the Sudas Avelos, he was very tired. Says Rashi, why was he tired? He was tired from killing, from Ritzicha. So Esav just killed Misa, that's his life. He comes into a Sudas Misa. Oh! That's the killing was the first dish, murdering. And now I'm coming for the dessert, I'm coming for the main dish, I'm coming for the Haliteini. No. Mina Odoim Odom Azeh. What color was it? Odoim Odom is death. So Esav is death, death, and death. And therefore, you have a look at Parshas Vayishlach. When we come to the Mitzvah Shem Parshas Yishlach, we'll show you how this is referring to It's referring to mamish, the goals that we're living in today. But the end of Parshas Vayishlach, the pasuk says, "Ve'elam melachim ashamolchu be'eretz Edom lifnei melach melech lifnei Yisrael." Shai. Pasuk lamed gimel. Vayamas bala vayimlech tachtev. Next pasuk. Vayamas yoiva vayimlech tachtev. Next pasuk. Vayamas chushav vayamas adot lamed zayin vayamas samla lamed ches vayamas shol lamed tes vayamas balchan vayamas vayimlech vayamas vayimlech. First, for the malche Edom, first they're dead. That's the first thing we have to say about them. Bayamas, and then Bayimlech. Because Esav is kule misa. Esav took all the misa that the Eitz Hadas introduced, and he took that all to himself. And all the Chaim went over to Yaakov. And that's why the end of Bereishis, that's interesting, because in the end of Bereishis we have the same thing. After the Chet of Adam and Rishon, the Pasuk also says, the Pasuk goes through all those generations, and the Pasuk says that he lived kach v'kach years, v'yomas, and he died. V'yichi sheis, kach v'kach years, v'yomas, and he died. V'yomas, 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 v'yomas. Now Rechaim explains, why does it say over here, after mentioning all of them, v'yomas, 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 because Misa was now a new thing that had been introduced in Eitz Hadas. And therefore that's why when it talks about the generations, it says, he lived kach years, v'yomas, lived kach years, v'yomas. Exactly the same thing at the end of Parshas Vayishlach. Vayomas Vayimlech, Vayomas Vayimlech. Which means that Esav took all the Vayomas from Parshas Bereishis, after the Chet of Adam and Chava, after the Chet of Eitz Hadas, he took all of them to one side, and that we burnt, we did away with him, and Yaakov Avinu was kulei back into Gan Eden, the Ishtom Yesh Baholim, the Dveikus to the Eitz Chaim, and the Dveikus to the Shabbos, and that's why Yaris Yadua, that Yaakov is corresponds to Shabbos, like it says that, Nachalticha nachlas Yaakov avichos, says the Gemara on Shabbos, whoever keeps Shabbos noisnei nachla b'li mitzorim, which nachla, shenema, the pasuk is, Vachalticha nachlas Yaakov avicho, Yaakov is Shabbos, Shabbos is chay elomim, Yaakov inuz loimeis, the birra has been in this week's parsha, that's why it's called parsha's toldois, because the real koecha chay that we discussed earlier from the Gemara in Tarnis came back into being over here in this week's parsha. Rifkin got a shock because it was still painful. Hashem said, don't worry. The pain is coming from all the misas coming out now. But it's not coming out. It's going to come out. The chaim is going to come out. And it's going to be completely separate. And that's the beginning. That's the beginning of the real separation, the emistic separation that takes place between Yaakov and Esav. And therefore, even though today, unfortunately, one sins, and unfortunately, there's misa, but we have to realize that the sinning and the misa doesn't apply to Klal Yisrael. Sinning and misa is only when we make the bilbil between Yaakov and Esav. When we invite Esav into us. But nevertheless, comes Yom Kippur, we send Esav. Any Esav that we introduce into our lives during the year, we pile him up on the soil Azazel, and we send him to where he belongs. But Be'etzem, the Havdalah was made over here in Parshas Toldos, and therefore never more is Chaim and Misa going to mix, never more is a Jew going to reach a level where, through his sins he becomes a Goy, and that's the Klal and the Halacha, the Rav B'Shechata Yisrael, because in this week's Parsha, there was an absolute Havdalah taking place. Averus, Chataim, Misa do not belong to Klal Yisrael anymore. Even though B'mikre, coincidence, there are a few generations, there is a 2,000 years in Golos where it seems like we are mixing, Be'etzem, we're not mixing. And therefore, we finished the Shira, we began the Shira with Oz Yashe Moshe Mikan Remez Tetchis HaMesim in HaTorah. And we end, Ba'olam Hashim, we end today in Tefillah, Ba'olam Hashim Ba'atziyo in Lishpoy Tesare Yisof. Because really we saw already Tchias HaMesim. The Esav doesn't let us feel properly the Tchias HaMesim that we saw in the Oz Yoshe. But V'Holam Hashim, Nishpait HaSar Esav, and then V'Hoysel Hashem Amlucha, and then V'Hoy Hashem L'Melech Al Kol Oretz, V'Yemo Hu Yih Hashem, Echad Ushmoy Echad, V'Mherav Yemenu Amen.